This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. Late Saturday night, nearly 20 musicians recorded from inside their Manhattan apartments and begged Irene to spare their city.
Stop your rumbling, stop your crying, stop your thunder, don't turn out the lights. Go to sleep out in the ocean, can't you hear us sing goodnight?
That prayer was largely answered, but in Pennsylvania and Vermont, floods have washed away bridges and claimed lives. Millions of people are still without power. Getting back to work this Monday morning may require a boat in Philadelphia. Brief storm, long recovery. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Monday, August 29th. John Hockenberry is out this week. Let's get a look at our top stories this morning. It could have been worse, but Irene, still pretty bad.
Many Americans are still at serious risk of power outages and flooding, which could get worse in the coming days as rivers swell past their banks. So I want people to understand that this is not over.
As President Obama, he says up and down the coast, the images are the same. Roads impassable because of high water, fallen trees, downed power lines. At least 21 people have been killed. More than 4 million people are now without power. And the big problem is really flooding. Flood damage is reported from one end of Vermont to the other. Some towns are entirely covered by water. Governor Peter Shumlin tells WCAX-TV, Irene made a mess of the state's highway system.
Almost the entire coastal region from North Carolina into New England will have at least tropical storm conditions, hurricane conditions likely at the coast, again, North Carolina perhaps Category 3, Category 1 to Category 2 in the northeast and into New England.
In New Jersey, overflowing rivers have turned city streets into moats, trapping thousands of residents in their homes. Governor Chris Christie says people should stay home and not venture out to check the damage.
Delay can be deadly, and you'll run out of time and lose options. And there's a point at which the local responders will not be able to get to you if it gets too bad.
Parts of the East Coast will return to normal today, though. New York City subways have been reopened for the most part. Flights have resumed in and out of the city's airports. More than 12,000 flights were canceled nationwide since Friday, grounding more than 600,000 people. Joining us now from New York's JFK Airport, the Takeaway is Femi Oke. Femi, people are now finally getting onto flights?
They're not getting on the flight. They're getting in line, hopefully ready to get on a flight. For the first time, they're lining up at JFK Airport in Terminal 4. We have flights here going across country and internationally as well. I'm just looking at the check-in board. I'm seeing cancelled, delayed from yesterday, so not much joy on the boards here. I spoke to an official, and he said, well, the flights are going to get off sometime today. Officially, they should be leaving JFK from noon today, but so far, it's not looking very good as far as the boards are concerned. If you walk around JFK Airport, you will see lots of little nooks and crannies where people have been actually camping out for the entire weekend, and they've got camp beds and blankets and vouchers and bottles of water, and some of them are not expected to get out until the weekend. Celeste.
That is to the Takeaway's Femi Oke reporting to us live from JFK Airport. Thanks, Femi. Other stories we're following this morning. U.S. officials say a drone strike has killed al-Qaeda's operations chief and number two man. A suicide bomber attacks Baghdad's largest Sunni mosque, killing almost 30 people. And Japan has elected its sixth prime minister, in 5 years. Asian and European markets mostly up. Futures are up. The Dow starts at 11,284, the S&P at 1,176, the NASDAQ at 2,161. Assessing the damage from Hurricane Irene.
This is Nikki McCatty calling from Brookline, Massachusetts. What I noticed the most was that people are out walking around much more than usual and smiling and saying hello the same way they do after a blizzard.
It sounds like Brookline didn't get hit all that too hard. Other cities not so lucky. We're going to take a look at some of the recovery efforts along the East Coast in just a minute.